Hi, I am Salme Korka, and in this video I am presenting you how to use remote teaching rooms. We have this kind of rooms on all our campuses, and this time I am at the library building. You can use these remote teaching rooms for instance, remote teaching, but also for remote meetings and different kind of webinars. In this room, we have a PC and two screens. We have also remote teaching rooms where you are supposed to use your own laptop, and there is a dock for that, and then there is one extra screen to be used. Okay, here we have the PC I already mentioned. Then we have two screens, as you can see. Then there is keyboard and a mouse. And then we have a Logitech system that includes a camera, a microphone and a speaker, and then we have two lamps in case you need extra light in the room. The first thing you need to do is to start the screens. And here on the right button, you can find a tiny button and you need to push it. So now you can see the screen is on. And then you just sign in as normally. Now that I have signed in on the computer, I need to turn on this Logitech Connect system that has a camera, a microphone, and a speaker system in it. And here you can see a green light, but it doesn't mean that the device is turned on, but you need to push a button that is on the top of the system in the middle and keep pushing it until you see blue light and hear the voice. Now it's turned on. The next thing is to find Zoom on the computer. And you start the application. And you check your meetings and then choose the right one. Here I have a hybrid teaching meeting and I start the meeting. Then I need to test speaker and microphone. And I can hear it. And it says here, echo cancelling speakerphone connect. So I know that this is the right one. And I push yes button. And then we can hear our speaking, or my speaking.
We can hear our speaking.
So we choose yes and we end testing. And then we can press join with computer audio. Okay. Now we are in the meeting and it's time to unmute myself and to start the video. You can do the both from the left corner down there. And then we can see that we have a participant there. So, hello Pasi, how are you doing?
Hello Salme, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm fine, thank you. In Teams, you can change the camera and audio settings from here. You choose More, and then you choose Settings, and then you choose Device Settings. And from there, you can see the speaker systems. There are three different options here, but we are using this Echo Cancelling Speakerphone Connect. So we choose that one, and we have the same microphone system here. But in case, if you have, for instance, a Jabra there, you can choose Jabra. But we are using the same Echo Cancelling Speakerphone Connect. And as you can see, it little bit moves here, these colors, when I'm speaking. So we can see that it's working fine. So then I can close this device settings panel, and we are all good to go. There are two things that I really do like when I'm using these remote teaching rooms. The first thing is that these screens are touching screens. So for instance, if I want to use chat, I just push this chat icon here and it opens. And I can close it very easily as well. There we go. And the other thing that I really do like is that when I'm presenting something, I can have a presenter mode on one of the screens, and then we can have the actual show on the other one. So, how it works is that, first of all, we have opened a slideshow, for instance, that we want to share. And we can all push it for a bigger one. And then we drag it to another screen like that. And then I can put it to the slideshow version. And now, as you can see here, I have this presenter mode. So if I have, for instance, notes here, I can read the notes and I can see that, okay, what is coming next as well. And then on the other screen, I have the whole show and the whole slide over there. So I now need to choose that which screen do I want to share with the audience. And this is how it can be done. We choose here, when we are sharing the screen, we see that, okay, here we have this screen number 2 is actually this one here. Here we have a big number 2. And this screen number 1, which I want to share with my audience, is screen number 1. And here we can see as well the big number 1. And I choose that I want to share this screen 1. And then I can go back to this presenter mode here, and I can do my teaching or my webinar show or whatever it is that I am doing. Now that I have done all the teaching or the meeting has ended, I can stop sharing from there, and then I can end the whole Zoom meeting. Here we can see a red end button, and we choose that one, and then we say end meeting for all, and then we can close the PowerPoint show as well, and we can close it from the other screen as well, and then we can sign out. The last thing is to turn off the Logitech. So press again the button on the top of the system. It's turned off. In this video, I have explained you how to use remote teaching rooms, and I have showed you the 2 very nice things about teaching when you are teaching here, the touching screen and the presenter mode possibilities. Have fun when you are teaching or having a meeting, and have a great time.
Hi, my name is Pasi Ikonen. On this video, you will learn how to find and use the remote teaching spaces. These are small rooms suited for one person, where you can go and have an online teaching session. These rooms can be found from around the campus. So, how to find these rooms? I have now logged into COVS. If I go to Resource Planning and Reservations, I can search these rooms either from the free/busy search or to make other reservations. I want to make a reservation, so I use this option. I select a suitable date for me, and then a suitable time. I write teaching as the topic, and to search for these rooms, I have to click the magnifying glass next to the select room and search rooms. Here I don't have to fill any of the other spaces than room type, and there I select remote teaching or etäopetustila in Finnish. I search and I see the available rooms here. Now, if I want to select a room in Lähde Kirjasto Library, I press the plus sign there. And now, if I hover over this room, I see the equipment that are available there. And now I can save the reservation by clicking Save.